This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we're going to hear about my visit with Red Barn Farm Meats in Highland. John and Kirsten Schoen and their three children, Luke, age 9, Rhett, age 7, and Lenny, age 4, care for the livestock and manage the business. As you might guess from the name, a red barn sits on the middle of the property and was built by John's grandfather in 1898. Red Barn Farm Meats prides itself on locally raised beef and pork, and if you take a visit to the farm, you'll see everything from kittens to their orphan goat named Annie. John, there's some family history in this business for you, so kind of start out by telling us what the family history is and how you got to where you are today.
Well, I grew up here on this farm that we're at. The barn outside the house was built in 1898 by my great-grandpa, John Plocker. I've raised cattle and hogs here. My parents allowed me to have livestock at a young age. I exhibited beef at the county fair and chickens, and always really been involved a lot with livestock.
And you not only have this business, Red Barn Farm Meats, but you also told me you have a day job as well that you do.
Yeah, I actually work at Syngenta, right down the road from the house here. I do corn, soybean, and wheat research in the surrounding states for the company.
So did you ever think that you would have this business with your family and what you're doing now, or was it kind of just more of something maybe you thought would be a hobby, or kind of tell us what your thoughts were before this started?
It kind of always was a hobby. Always raised cattle, had 30 head of cows, and now we're actually up to 70 head of hogs. And inspired to be able to offer the animals that we're raising here locally to anyone that is interested. The animals are taken to a local processing plant and contributing to that business. And hopefully people can understand that the food in grocery stores and other markets is safe and raised ethically. But if anybody is wanting to question or actually speak to the person that they're buying their products from or for, it's kind of what we're about, really.
And you said big emphasis on local, and want to take a moment now to talk with your wife, Kirsten. Kirsten, give us an idea of what animals you raise here and kind of the process of growing them here on the farm and then having their meat to sell.
So for our business, we sell both grass and forage-fed beef and our hogs as well. With those, we like to offer the ability for people to buy by the pound. I know a lot of people don't have the freezer space or the money to buy a half a hog or a whole hog or a quarter of beef at a time. So we pride ourselves in being able to offer the community people, to just buy 10 pounds at a time, 5 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever works for their budget. But very, very good grass and forage fed beef and heritage breed hog.
So my next question for you, I guess, would be your big emphasis on local, you know, where the animal's coming from, they can talk to you. So I guess, what's the difference? Would you tell people, why should they come to you? And what's the difference between buying it from you and buying it at the grocery store? Or what do you like to market yourselves as?
The good thing about buying from us is we can tell you when the animal was born, where it was born. It was obviously going to be born here on our farm. We can tell you when it was processed, where it was processed. We use a local processing here in Highland, Cordy Meat Processing. All of our meat's vacuum sealed, so it's going to last you in the freezer, and you're not going to get the freezer burn. It's easy to thaw out. Moms like me that are running around and busy of an evening, it's real quick to, like, oh, what am I going to have for supper? Thaw it out real fast with hot water in the microwave, and you're on your way. We really pride ourselves in our packaging and being able to see the quality of our meat in the clear vacuum-sealed packages, and we're just really proud of what we have to offer.
I want to talk a little bit about the packaging. Was there a lot of thought that went into that as far as thinking about how you wanted to market your products, or what sort of a plan did you have when you started the business?
Well, I think our biggest plan was making sure that when you see our product, you know it's ours. We're really proud of our label with the Red Barn and what that means to our farm here. But more so, really proud of being able to see the quality in the meat. You can, you know, see that our hamburger is definitely a good quality lean hamburger. Our steaks, you can see the red of the meat, and we're just really proud.
Ordering meat is as simple as a phone call. You can visit their farm to pick up your order or request a delivery. Kirsten says the trend so far has been pickups because the customers want to see where and how the meat was raised.
Well, people can hop on to our websites, www.redbarnfarmmeats.com, and you can see a list of the products that we have available, as well as download the price list. We have a 10-pound minimum, but people can place their order through the email address that's on there on our website, which is orders@redbarnfarmmeats.com, or it can give us a call at our phone number, 618-791-007. You place your order, and then we schedule a pickup or a delivery, and most orders are filled same day.
And would you say, out of the orders you've had so far, do you have more deliveries than people picking up? Is it about the same, or what's been the trend?
Everybody's been coming here to pick it up. I think a lot of people want to see where their meat's coming from, and they want to meet us and shake our hands and see what we're all about and see what we're doing here. So everybody's been a pickup.
And is it mostly, we're in Highland, so has it been a lot of people from Highland, or has it been surrounding areas?
It's actually been the surrounding areas. We've had a lot of customers from Belleville and Edwardsville, Collinsville area.
Anything that I haven't asked either Kirsten or John that you'd like your customers to know, or anything about Red Barn Farm Meats?
We would just really like people to take the time. We know everybody's busy, and it's very easy to just grab everything at one stop, but we'd like everybody to take the time and try us out.
Once I finished talking with Mom and Dad, the kids wanted their turn. First up was big brother Luke. Luke, can you tell us, how old are you?
9.
And what is your job on the farm? What are you responsible for helping with?
Show cows and the baby's turkeys.
So what do you have to do with the show cows and the baby turkeys? Are you feeding them? Tell us about what you do.
Well, I feed the baby turkeys, and I help brush the show cows.
And do you enjoy doing both those things?
Yes.
Okay, and you also have a brother, and his name is Rhett, I've learned, but is he's sleeping right now? How old is Rhett?
He is 7.
Rhett is 7, and what does Rhett help do on the farm?
He helps feed the baby goat, and he likes the pigs.
Okay, and do you guys do anything for fun? I know you probably have some fun while you're doing your chores, but what are some things that you like to do when you're not doing chores on the farm?
We like playing on the hay bales, playing with the kittens, and playing with Annie, the baby goat.
And if you had to pick a favorite of those, which would be your favorite?
Mine would probably be the hay bales.
After I talked with Luke, Rhett decided to wake up from his nap and was a little shy, but he did have a few things to tell me. Rhett, how old are you?
7.
And Rhett, what is your job on the farm? What do you help do?
Moving pigs.
What is one of your favorite things to help do? You probably have some fun helping with the pigs, but is there anything you like to do when you're not doing chores?
Feed my baby goat.
And what is your baby goat's name?
Annie.
And can you tell us why her name is Annie?
Because her mom died and she's an orphan.
And when I came up the driveway, I saw a lot of fence around because you have cows out on the pasture. And I know your dad does some work with the fence, but do you help him at all?
Yeah.
What do you help your dad do?
Like when I put posts in the ground.
Last but not least was the youngest of the group, little sister Lenny. Lenny, unlike Rhett, was not shy at all and hopped right up on my lap to talk. Okay, Lenny, can you tell us, how old are you?
4.
And what do you help with on the farm? What's your job?
Eggs.
What do you do with the eggs?
Hunting them.
You hunt the eggs? Do you have fun when you hunt the eggs?
Yes.
And do you do anything else on the farm besides hunt the eggs? Do you play with any of the animals?
Piglets.
The piglets? Do you hold them when they're born, or do you pet them, or do you play with the calves or the kittens?
Count the piglets.
You count the piglets. And when you're counting the piglets, do you remember how many piglets a mama pig has had when she had her babies?
Yes. 14.
That's a lot of babies. Okay, well, it sounds like you are really busy. Thanks for talking with me.
Bye.
And there you have it, the Schoen family, owners of Red Barn Farm Meats in Highland. For more information, you can check out their website, redbarnfarmmeats.com, or visit their Facebook page. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.